Last Coach Mike here, lastcoachmike.com. Man, I just had the greatest podcast, not great because of me, great because of him, with Coach Andrew Baxter, the defensive coordinator at Yale. We get all kinds of requests for more drills for poles and different stuff they can do. Anyway, Coach talks about breaking down his defensive drills in three categories. One was communication, and I thought it was kind of interesting. And this is a crazy drill they do with nubs to enhance communication inside. I wrote it up as best I can in the article section. Please go there and take a look at it. I am so humbled, man, by your support of my site. Keep in mind, this drill is a little complicated. The kids aren't going to get it the first or second, maybe even third time, which Coach addresses. So let them work their way through this. But I think once they get the hang of it, it's going to be a great element to enhance communication and tighten up our defenses with this great defensive drill. They run this actually with the defensemen playing offense as well at about 50%. So if you don't have that many poles on a high school team, you may want to have a couple guys that are injured come in or a couple of shorties come in and help you out. Anyway, without further ado, here's a coach I fell in love with, man. Andrew Baxter from Yale. Talking about the
three categories, the stick work, the footwork, and the communication. Can you give me an example of how you work on communication?
Yeah, we do. I have a great drill.
I'm not a very good coach. I need great drills.
No. This is one that the guys kind of like it, and it incorporates the nubs that we were talking about earlier. So what we do is we'll set up either a 6-on-6 set, or we'll do, most of the time it's usually we go 5v5, just either based on numbers or it just becomes a little bit cleaner. So you have the nubs and you have your five defenders will be in, but only four of them have the nubs. And so the rules of the drill are you cannot be an on-ball defender or a slide defender without a nub. So what that forces you to do is it forces you to go in and pass the nubs around to the appropriate guys that need to go either play the ball or be the slide guy.
All right, slow down a second, man. I'm 61 years old. I just don't write that fast. So the rule is you can only cover the ball carrier.
You have to have a nub if you are an on-ball defender, and you have to have a nub if you're the slide defender. If you're an adjacent or you're a backside fill, you don't need a nub. But if you're like the next pass, then you got to be inside talking to a guy, communicating, using the terms, using his name, and having him hand you a nub so that you can go become the on-ball defender, let's just say.
So in this particular case, the offense
So you could put the offense in.
You run that with defenders carrying the ball? Is this
We do. So we usually just
with your
use
defenders
with defenders on offense with their regular sticks.
Cool.
So you can put them in any set you want, and you can put them in any motion you want. Typically, we just put it in like a stationary or an anchored set.
Right.
Maybe a 5-on-a-die, two up top, one gun to crease, two behind,
or like
a 2v2, something like that. You spread them out, so it's pretty realistic, and you have them move the ball relatively slow. I would say maybe you tell them 50% or something like that, dodge 50%, throw the ball.
That's what I was going to ask.
Like hold
yeah.
the ball like it's a realistic dodge so that the guys behind it on defense can actually, communicate, and they're not just scrambling, throwing nubs to each other and that kind of thing. So you want to try and make it as realistic as you can. But it really forces guys to talk because you have to go, and it forces guys to fill the areas of the field that you want to, the crease, where you're going in, you're getting a nub from another guy, and then you're going out to play the ball.
I love that. How long does it take for the freshmen to get the hang of that, or new guys to get the hang of that drill? I would think you'd have to do it two or three times.
They're still working on it. Yep.
Yeah.
We're five practices in, and we've done it, I think, maybe three times.
Right.
And it's one of the best ones I do in terms of learning our terms and the language and getting guys to really talk. And so, a couple of wrinkles with that drill is I'll tell maybe one, two, three, maybe four guys that they're talking and the other guys are silent. So you're actually listening to one guy or two guys talking and they're making all the calls. and they have to tell everyone else what to do. And then you build up to five or however many guys you have in the drill, six guys talking.
Okay. Yeah, I would think that's one for the coaches. You know, if you try that, and I'm going to try it. If you try that, you know, one of the things we like to do here, coaches, advise the coaches and advise the players in advance that, hey, listen, man, we're probably going to struggle with this drill today. Okay.
Totally. Yep.
Don't
absolutely.
Get frustrated. Absolutely. Don't get frustrated. Exactly. You know, it's going to take us 2 days to learn it. And then I see a guy get frustrated or get frustrated with a teammate that didn't do exactly the right thing and say, hey, man, we talked about this 5 minutes ago, right? I mean, we're going to do this for 8 minutes or 10 minutes or 7 minutes or whatever it is today. And don't get frustrated because it's going to take us a while to get the hang of this.
Exactly. And you know, even with the older guys, the first time we did it this year, it's like they're so worried about the communication piece and passing the nub piece that they forget about the other things that they're working on in the drill. You know, their off ball positioning, their technique inside, their sliding technique, their angles and that kind of thing. You know, so once you do it a couple times, like you said, you start to really incorporate everything defensively that you're working on. And then you can focus on individual guys and making sure they're doing everything right within the drill.
At the high school level, you always get the pull that's shooting all the time saying, oh, I didn't know we weren't supposed to shoot for the fifth time, you know?
Yeah, that's it. And then, you know, then you get a guy that goes out to play the ball with no nub, and then you get to bang him for a couple push-ups, so.
Probably wouldn't do that more than once. Awesome, man. Play a guy with no nubs. Without nubs. Sorry, man, I'm writing. I'm learning.
No,
stuff,
it's great.
Man. It's
like
it's
great.
An educational day for me, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, the
smell stuff burning in my office here. It's my brain.
another great
Hey man, that was crazy, huh? Yeah, you gotta get some nubs and you can do that with one broken pole and cut it into little things, whatever you want. Actually Coach talks about having a defense toy bag with cones, flat cones and nubs that he carries at practice. Pretty cool stuff. Anyway, check out the article section. Hit the link here if you want. And, again, just can't tell you enough, man, how humbled I am by your support of my site. Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com.